As you can see, I don't have much of a voice this morning, so bear with me in the homily. I think that all of us were riveted on the rescue in October of the 33 miners trapped for more than 2 months below the surface of the earth in Chile. Among their many concerns about how they would adjust to normal life again was the effect on their eyes of the exposure to light after such a long time underground. And in order to help, the miners were given dark glasses to shield their eyes from the sudden brightness when they came up from the mine. There had also been concern about the effect on their spirits from extended light deprivation. And one of the miners, Jose Enriquez, took on the role of leading the miners in prayer twice a day so that they would not give in to the darkness of despair. And after the rescue, Enriquez, in an interview, shared his experience and how he felt that God had used him in bringing his companions out of darkness into light. My friends, few symbols are as powerful as light. We bring light to one another in countless ways that range from the night light in a child's room or in the hallway to the profound and intimate ways that people light up one another's lives. Lights are a significant part of the Christmas season, whether they encircle a tree, a wreath, or a house. The symbol of light is invoked many times in our worship, especially at the tables of Word and Eucharist, but most profoundly at the Easter Vigil. And the light always points to Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah, in our first reading today, tells us that before the coming of Christ, there was a kind of darkness in the world, a cloud that covered all of us. Perhaps the cloud that surrounds people is something that keeps us from being in contact with each other and connected to each other, like the men trapped in the mine. It's sort of like walking around in a fog, not even aware of those around us. But it's into that light that Christ, the light, comes. Christ is the light who overcomes the darkness. And the Feast of the Epiphany that we celebrate today literally means to shine upon what was covered or hidden, making clear and plain what has been seen and unknown. Epiphany calls us to a new vision of the world that helps us see beyond the walls and borders we have created, and to walk by the light which has dawned for all of humankind, a light by which we are able to recognize all women and men as our sisters and brothers under God's loving providence. In the gospel today, the Magi left the land they knew, following a light to a place of uncertainty, and discovered there the Savior of the world. They were led to the newborn child not by GPS, but by a light of a star. They had read the signs in the heavens. They were astrologers. They allowed themselves to be led not by human means, but by divine guidance. And because they searched with eyes of faith, they were able to recognize the gift of God when they found him, even though he didn't conform to their initial perception of a royal heir. Their generosity allowed them to enter into the very life and presence of the great gift who symbolized something much more profound and valuable than the gifts they brought. They recognized the true identity of the child, and it changed literally the direction of their lives. As Matthew, the gospel writer, puts it, they returned home by another route. The old way of traveling would no longer work. They needed to follow a different path. So when they returned home, were their lives changed? Yes, of course their lives were changed. If their lives weren't changed, what difference would it have been for them to make the journey to Bethlehem? And it should be that way for all of us. After discovering Jesus Christ, nothing can be quite the same ever again. And we, brothers and sisters, are like the Magi on a journey to God. Their story is our story. A lot of times in our lives, we have to follow the star through the gloom of prejudice, stereotypes, personal comfort zones, and self-interest. We have to risk the danger of change, as the Magi did, crossing borders that kept them safe and heading into territory that was unfamiliar and potentially unwelcoming. We are, brothers and sisters, the ones still searching for the newborn king, still following that light along an uncertain journey, still being surprised by what God reveals along the way and how God reveals it. My friends, and that's what we celebrate today, God with us on our journey. And when we become aware of that, we can walk in another direction and still get home in safety. Now, the journey may not be any easier. There may be still dark nights when the light disappears. But we can take refuge and courage from the fact that we aren't alone, that God is with us. The document Lumen Gentium from the Second Vatican Council, in one of the paragraphs, says that we are a pilgrim people drawn to the light of God. And then St. Augustine writes about the meaning of his own journey when he says, Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Brothers and sisters, at its deepest level, the Feast of the Epiphany celebrates the manifestation of Christ to the nations, to the whole world beyond Judaism, to all those people who never heard of the promises God made to Abraham and Sarah and Moses. The Magi were among those people because they were foreigners. They were outsiders. And I'd like to think of the Magi as seekers and searchers, in contrast to the simple shepherds. The Magi speak to all those who must struggle and wrestle their way to faith, sometimes getting there only by a long and a difficult journey that involves the rigors of the intellect more than the stirrings of the heart. My friends, today we stand in awe at the overwhelming realization that God is with us in the fragility and vulnerability of this one human life, the life of Jesus of Nazareth. We think of the new year as a time of new beginnings, the promise of new life, a time to scan our night sky and find again the star we have been trying to follow across our deserts. Like the rescued miners, we are offered the way of the darkness out of our lives and must now be willing to testify to the power of the light within us. So how about us? Are we open to changing the direction of our lives? Are we willing to find our way by a different route? Let us pray today at this Eucharist for the same gift God gave the Magi, the power to see an unexpected star in the midst of all the other usual lights in the nighttime sky. And may we see God wherever he is, whenever he comes. May we recognize Christ as he comes today and tomorrow in the midst of all of the ordinary things in our busy lives. Amen.
Amen.